On July 22nd, the Board of Directors of Digital Equipment Corporation elected Robert B. Palmer, President, Chief Executive Officer, and a member of Digital's Board of Directors. Palmer's membership on the Board of Directors is effective immediately. He will assume the positions of President and Chief Executive Officer effective October 1st, 1992, when Kenneth H. Olson retires. The day after his election by the board, Bob took time to record a message for employees outlining his views about digital and the industry. In it, he provides insight into his management philosophy and the key issues facing the company.
I feel extremely privileged and honored that Ken would recommend me as his successor. In the history of various industries, it's rare that someone comes along such as Ken and revolutionizes the entire industry with a new idea and concept, the new vision. Ken had a vision of interactive computing. That vision resulted in Digital Equipment Corporation and in transforming our industry. That because that sort of thing happens so rarely, no one can really replace Ken, but I feel competent to carry on his vision, particularly his value system that's made digital what it is today. In this regard, Ken believes in empowerment and entrepreneurship. As an entrepreneur myself, I know what he's talking about. We're talking about the empowerment of all of our people in the enterprise to help the common objectives. We believe in diversity. There is a richness of humanity that's well represented in our company across the globe, and we can take advantage of all of that diversity of idea and thought, providing we encourage people to express themselves and to be open. This is an outstanding corporation with a culture that is unique in my experience, and I'm very proud that Ken would recommend me to succeed him to maintain that vision. I've been reading in the paper that many people, at least the reporters, expect that I'm going to begin immediately, probably next Tuesday, with thousands and thousands of jobs eliminated in our company. This is not Bob Palmer. This is not the way we go about becoming competitive. It's obvious that we have too many people in our company in total for the revenue that we are enjoying at the present time. On the other hand, we are not about eliminating people. We are about restructuring the work. The thing we need to remember is there is some strategic objective in all of this activity. It's to get competitive, and to get competitive in such a way that we can stay competitive, and also in such a way that we maintain the important core values that have built this great company. That means that in a planful way, we will start redesigning the entire supply chain of the company. Everything from the time the customer gives us an order to the time we deliver and collect for delivering a reliable quality product, service, software, what have you. As we do that redesign, which we're now calling the supply chain, as we re-engineer the entire chain, including everything from product creation, our suppliers, acquisition centers, all of our manufacturing and engineering, marketing and sales, the entire company, as we engineer that effort with a focus on becoming more competitive, it is inevitable that we will find many activities that do not add sufficient value to our company to retain. When we find those activities, we will, of course, make every effort to utilize the talented people that may be involved with them. Failing that, we have no choice but to eliminate redundant work, excess employees, in order to become competitive. We are in a much more competitive environment than this company has ever experienced. This environment is very similar to one with which I'm quite familiar, the semiconductor environment. In the semiconductor environment, there is no alternative but improving your productivity 20-25% per year or you go out of business. I'd like to share with you a few of my views around what it means to be in management, what it means to have the opportunity to be a leader in this company. From my point of view, the most important requirement to exercise the privilege of leadership and management in this company is integrity. I have zero tolerance for a lack of honesty and integrity, and it is important to me that all employees have the opportunity to be treated with respect by their management team, that they have a management that is interested in their ideas, that listens, and that understands that the management role is to provide leadership so that the employees can be successful and realize their full potential. This is the way that Ken founded this company, with the idea that value is not based on some hierarchy or some position in an organization chart, but value is based on the ability of the individual to contribute to the overall objectives of the enterprise. I share that belief. I also believe in no excuses management. Our shareholders who have given us the privilege of leading this enterprise do not expect excuses from senior management in particular. I don't expect to make excuses for my own performance, and I don't want to hear excuses from those that report to me or those that report at any senior level of management. A number of people have been questioning how will digital be different once Bob has assumed his full responsibilities in October. There'll be a number of differences. Many will be obvious right away. Some will take a little longer to develop. But hallmarks of this particular change will be I expect to communicate more frequently and much more directly with employees. I like to listen to our employees so that I can learn something. You'd be surprised how little you can learn in my office. We don't design anything there, manufacture anything there. Very little is done unless I hear from all of our employees about their concerns. I expect to use our network, which is the finest in the world, to solicit opinions and ideas. I expect to get out and visit more of our facilities and talk to employees firsthand. I also expect to communicate to employees directly using our video network, our electronic network, and the written media and communication forms that we have. I expect to take advantage of the media and their interest in this transition to get our messages to our customers, our shareholders, and our employees worldwide. We need to be the best at delivering quality and reliability, whether it's in software, systems integration, hardware, or what have you. Customers do not have to buy from Digital Equipment Corporation. They have many alternatives. We need to organize ourselves and our focus in such a way that customers prefer to buy from Digital. Prefer because we do the best job in the industry, the most competent job.